This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Welcome back. Hour number two. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Time to make you hungry. If you're in or around Valley City, exit 292 off I-94, they got beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham. You can flip a coin on that for me. Go either way.
Yep.
Probably beef tips and gravy, though. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo has scalloped potatoes and ham as well. 12th Avenue North Lasagna, as well as lasagna in Glendon. NP Avenue has the Swedish meatballs today, and up in Yulin, macaroni and beef. Specials every day. They change every day as well, and it's scratch home cooking at PetroServe USA. Check them out. Tell them the What's on Your Mind crew sent you in for some good eats. Scotty's on break today. Going to be in Jamestown tomorrow for the NDCES Roundtable, also the Better Business Roundtable tomorrow as well. Leon France has been hanging out, though. Good to see you again, my man. Always great to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here, man. I'm just sitting here with a mic in my face and one of your pinky out waters in my hand. So,
you found the Perrier, did you?
Perrier.
Pinky out. That's okay. Now I got you.
Yeah. Right.
The frou-frou water, as I call it.
The frou-frou water, right. So my next guest is Christian Adams. He is the president and general counsel of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. There's a couple of issues I want to kind of discuss with them. First and foremost is H.R. 1. Now, this thing, in my humble opinion, is the Democrats' attempt to codify into law like election fraud. That's the way I see it. I see constitutional violations all over the place.
Hey, no election fraud.
Oh,
I'm not.
Am I not
that was the most secure election in history. Didn't you hear the guy?
Okay.
Jeez, Leon, come on.
Kind of not
come
what
on.
Happened.
Nothing but, to see there.
This administration, and then not only that, I mean, that's kind of bad, but I kind of want to ask him what is up with Judge Roberts. I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to welcome Mr. Adams to the show. What's on your mind? Thank you for being here, Mr. Adams.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
So what is your and first, I want to talk about this whole election. What is it called? The For the People or some misnomer like that? H.R. 1. So can you kind of explain to the folks what it is, like
that would be the For the People Act.
Yeah, the For the People Act. Oh, my goodness. And just kind of give us the Cliff Notes version of what this thing is.
Well, this is a bill in Congress that's probably the biggest piece of legislation in decades. And what it would do, guys, is take away control from the states how to run their elections and would mandate a bunch of new federal rules. If you liked what happened in the 2020 election with all the chaos, you're going to love this bill because it mandates as federal law pretty much everything that went wrong. Late mail ballots coming in without postmarks, no signature verification, it bans voter ID, it doesn't allow you to prosecute non-citizens who voted. You can't clean up the voter rolls. I could just go on and on and on and on. And it makes it federal law that this is how every election has to run forever in the United States. It basically breaks the bargain of the Constitution. It takes over all the state control over their own elections.
So what happens with Article 1, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution if this thing, passes?
Well, when it comes to state elections and the president, that's a real problem because, as you know, the Constitution gives power to state legislatures to decide how to do things. But here's the rub. The Constitution also has the Elections Clause that says, quote, but at any time, Congress may set the time, place, manner of holding elections. So what they're doing here is using that power, which was in the Constitution only to ensure that the states did not suffocate the federal government. That's a laugh line now.
Yeah.
And that's why that power is there. But it shouldn't be used like this. This is going to take away all the power of your state to dictate the terms of how you run elections.
And it says a lot when the ACLU is against this thing. That should tell you everything that you need to know.
Well, who thinks this is a good idea? Let's look at who thinks this is a good idea, what's in it. And, oh, there's some motivation.
Right.
You know?
Right. Oh, man. And so going forward, you know, if this – well, I guess I'll ask this. How likely do you think it is that it will pass?
Well, I wouldn't be wasting your time if I thought it wasn't very likely. Don't forget, guys, it has passed the House of Representatives already. The president has promised to sign it. That means there's only one thing standing in the way, and that's the filibuster and Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, and Kristen Sinema from Arizona, the senator there. That's it. That's the only thing that is slowing down the complete federal takeover of our election system.
This is. Do we have any recourse? I mean, obviously, we can't count on folks like Justice Roberts, you know, to be the buttress or the backstop against, you know, constitutional infringements. What's the recourse for guys like me out in North Dakota? What do we do?
Well, that's a great question, and I will tell you they're slowly hemming in our ability to operate. In other words, you know, they're taking away our territory, our rights, and the only thing you can do is call your senators and tell them you don't like this bill, you don't want H.R. 1 to pass, you want states to control their own elections. But, you know, this really breaks the bargain of 1787. Remember, we wouldn't be a United States if the federal government controlled everything about elections in the states. That's what the founders gave that power to the states for a reason, because decentralized elections, having the states run election, promotes individual liberty. You are more free because bureaucrats in Washington don't run your elections. And there's a reason for that, and these guys are trying to break that bargain with H.R. 1.
That is unbelievable. And when we talk to folks and we tell them, you know, a lot of things that are going on now, you know, especially when they come against states' rights, the whole reason that we are the United States is because certain concessions were made because states were pretty adamant about their autonomy, their sovereignty. And they didn't want to be under some big umbrella where their, like these states' citizens felt like their rights and freedoms would be infringed upon and that sort of thing. And the only thing that made us the United States of America was the folks in Washington saying, nope, states' rights, you know, you guys do it. Whatever you need to do, and we'll kind of sit back and we'll take a back seat to that. And now, I mean, I used to say they've been slow walking this tyranny. No, it's just right in your face now. It's right in your face. One of the things that I found interesting is things like this bill gives felons the right to vote.
But how about we, you know, give federal tax dollars to campaign, you know, contributions?
Yeah. Why not?
Let's not fix the roads and bridges, right, Christian? Let's make sure we have campaigns funded with our tax money.
Right. And of course, you're referring to the part of the bill that gives essentially salaries to candidates for politicians running for Congress. It allows them to get federal matching funds to pay their a salary to them as a candidate. And you're exactly right that this is. This is a warp speed federal taking over of states. We would have never had a country if this is the sort sort of nonsense was being proposed at the Constitutional Convention. That's part of the deal, is states get to run their own elections. Look, in North Dakota, you don't have voter registration. That's your decision not to do that. In North Dakota and other places, felons can't vote, and that's your decision not to do that, because the Constitution explicitly says that loss of your vote can follow a felony. So, you know, this is just the Congress in Washington on a bender. You know, these Democrats took power and they went on a bender, and all their crazy left-wing base has written all these 700 pages of new rules to take over your state elections.
Unbelievable.
Christian, we're talking to Christian Adams, who's the president and general counsel of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. They have the majority. I mean, they have the Senate, they have the House, they have the White House. Can it be stopped? Can they be stopped? I mean, does debate even matter?
If the filibuster lives, this bill will be stopped.
Pray for that.
Good deal. Good deal. What's on your mind? We're speaking with Christian Adams, president and general counsel of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, talking about H.R. 1, the atrocious H.R. 1. We'll be right back right after this break.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Monday edition. Welcome to the 15th of March. We're halfway point of March, halfway through today, and St. Patty's Day, coming up on Wednesday already.
Got my kilt ready.
Love that. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends.
You're going
to
wear a kilt?
Kilt?
Of course I am, and I'm going to live stream it on Facebook.
Oh, Lord.
You should.
Careful with that camera angle, all right?
Yeah, be careful. Camera up. Keep it up.
Nope.
There you go. That's very good. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel, CJ and the crew keeping you on the road. If you're off the road, they will get you back on the road. How you doing, CJ?
Doing pretty good. Busy like a Monday morning always is. You know, it's one of those things, the guy gets back from the weekend and, you know, it's just trying to get it geared up again. You got to have those days off, but it always stinks to get geared back up and keep the week, you know, get the week rolling again. So,
well, at least we're past that that brutal, brutal cold that had a lot of trucks. I know gelling up, and you do a lot of great work just keeping guys and gals on the road.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't really matter what you drive, you know, or what kind of engine you have, you know, as long as it's a diesel, that is. So, yeah. You know, like last week, we had everything from a little Volkswagen car all the way up to the big trucks in here, you know, and they were all diesel, you know, but it's one of those things, yeah, we keep everybody rolling. And, you know, if you're looking for an engine swap to go from, let's say, a newer engine to an older engine or even an older engine to a newer engine, we've done many of them, going from a Cummins to a Cat. I don't think we've ever done a Cat to a Cummins, but we've done, you know, remove Cummins, put Cats in, or remove a newer Cummins and put an older Cummins in. You know, we've done stuff like that, and it doesn't really matter whether, you know, on the big trucks, whether it's a Cat, Detroit, or a Cummins, you know, we work on them all. So, you know, definitely give us a call here.
Well, I know, and right at 1500 Sabre Drive in Bismarck, I know that we're getting ready for spring planting. It'd be more, if they're not already out, they're getting out. And if you're in that part of the neighborhood and around Bismarck, Mandan, you're going to want to get a hold of DAC Diesel. Anything to do with your diesel tractor as well, right, buddy?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, on Friday, I actually ran out to Glen Hall and set the overhead on a tractor. They were having a little bit of a smoking issue, so set the valves on it. Those valves were probably never set in the 4,000 hours that it had on it. And that's just good preventative maintenance, you know. So give me a call. I'm trying to, you know, get as many customers taken care of as possible, and hopefully with the service calls, I can get you taken care of fairly quickly, so.
And they open up at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday at 1500 Sabre in Bismarck. 24-hour service available as well, 701-258-3011. 701-258-5011. 5011. 701-258-5011. It's DACDiesel.com. CJ, always good to talk to you, brother. Keep up the great work.
Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. Bye. You as well. That's how you get that done.
That's all I'm saying, man.
Those guys, they love what they do. Don't find me, but they literally, I mean, he loves what he does. I just love that. Yeah. 701-258-5011 online at DACDiesel.com. We're talking with Christian Adams, who is the president and general counsel, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, about this HR1 debacle that may or may not be passing. It's just unbelievable. Ryan in Aberdeen wanted to weigh in on this. Ryan, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hey, fellas, thank you for taking my call, and good morning, Christian. First thing I wanted to bring up might be a little nitpicky, but when the framers convened at the Constitutional Convention, there was no federal government to give the states powers. The framers met as representatives of the state first and decided which powers they wanted the nascent federal government to have. And I think that is an important distinction when you're talking about the role of the federal government today. Secondly, I also wanted to add that I think that if there is anything to be done about H.R. 1, should it pass, I think we need to start looking to our legislators at the state level. We need people with the cojones to step up to the federal government and say, we don't recognize your authority to do that. I think that's an art that's been lost since the days of our founding fathers.
Hey, Ryan, on that note, we had a bill in the North Dakota House that failed, and some Republicans voted against it that would do exactly that. If something came down from the federal government that we thought was unconstitutional, then North Dakota would ignore it. stand up and say, no, we're not doing this. But it was defeated by, you know, rhinos. So just, and I'm going to just leave it there, and maybe Scott could have someone on later in the week to talk about it, but I'm going to throw it back to Christian now.
I think Ryan has a couple of great points. You're right. There was no federal government. Every power that the federal government has was loaned by the states, and states can take it back again. And what's going to happen? Will states have the courage to say, you've gone too far this time? I mean, how many federal marshals are there to enforce something like this? Who knows? I mean, we're clearly getting close to a place where there has to be a reaction by the states. There can't just be passive acceptance of stripping the states of their most fundamental power, and that's the power to organize their own governments.
And more to that point, another thing that this would do is transfer the right to draw congressional districts from the state legislators to independent, and that's an air quote, commissions whose members are unaccountable to the voters. H.R. 1 makes it a violation of federal law to engage in partisan redistricting. Think about how damaging that's going to be. And can you speak to that a little bit, Christian?
Yeah, that is perhaps one of the most egregious things. And we could do hours on all the things in the bill, but you've hit the nail on the head. This is one of the worst. It's the federal government would strip away the power of the North Dakota legislature to draw districts and give it to a bunch of bureaucrats and academics and elitists to come up with their own plans, thus removing the process from the people. The people would lose their power, and they would be turning it over to bureaucrats, a so-called independent redistricting commission, which, of course, is never independent. Believe me, it's never independent. It's always skews in one direction because of the vast infrastructure advantage one side has over the other on these sorts of things. So that's the worst of all in some ways, because states would lose their power to organize their own governments. I mean, can you get more egregious when it comes to the Constitution?
Oh, isn't that
unbelievable? Ryan, you wanna wrap up? You wanna ask a question?
Did you have anything else, Ryan?
Well, I don't understand how it's possible that local leadership, you know, the legislators can just sit by and watch while this happens. We had a bill floated in our legislature down here in South Dakota to nullify unconstitutional executive orders. And I don't think that went far enough. I don't think anything ever came of that act. But
same thing here, Ryan.
We don't have any leadership in the legislatures either.
Well, we need some backbone is what we need.
We definitely need that. We got
leaders. We got people. We need people with, you know what,
cojones. Testicular fortitude.
Christian Adams, thank you so much, sir.
What's on your mind? Back after this break.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rent right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford and might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214 or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. FEMA is normally used when there is a crisis, something the current administration refuses to admit since dismantling President Trump's border policies. Texas power retailer Gritty Energy LLC is planning to file for bankruptcy after the state grid operator cut off the company's access to customers for unpaid bills following the deadly Texas freeze. About 150 people were arrested in Miami Beach, Florida over the weekend as lots of unruly spring breakers descended on the city. Friday marked the wildest day in the party hotspot as about 120 people were arrested and two police officers were injured during clashes with revelers. The city is under a midnight curfew amid the pandemic. The officers who were injured had been attempting to make an arrest when they were attacked. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
First, H.R. 1 sends public dollars to fund political campaigns. Not to build roads or bridges, but to add 600% to every small dollar donated by Americans. So let's say Mary from Michigan donates $200 to her preferred candidate. Well, now you have just chipped in another $1,200. Second, H.R. 1 would legalize voting for convicted felons all over the country, even if they were convicted of election fraud. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Not only is this dangerous, it's unconstitutional. Now, third, H.R. 1 would weaken the security of our elections and make it harder to protect against voter fraud. Here's how. It would automatically register voters from DMV databases. Voting is a right, not a mandate. In most cases, this legislation would actually prevent officials from removing ineligible voters from the rolls and would make it much more difficult to verify the accuracy of voter information. So future voters might be underage, dead, or illegal immigrants, or maybe even registered one, two, or three times. Democrats just don't care. Democrats call H.R. 1 the For the People Act. But it really is a For the Politicians Act.
That is Kevin McCarthy on his video, on his website, talking about this disaster of H.R. 1. And if you were...
He's spot on.
Can we agree that as Americans, none of us want to see any voter fraud, any election? We don't want to see any of that, do we?
I agree.
And whether we did or didn't see it in the last time, depending on who you ask, we can all agree that we want to, you know... integrity filled, on the up and up, above the board election. Why are you sponsoring this?
Well,
if that's what you want, why are you sponsoring this? Because this clearly makes it harder to protect against voter fraud if they do this.
There's a vein popping on Kevin's forehead right now. That's wild, man. And I was
hypocrites
like last night,
and liars is what we're dealing with.
Well, they're codifying what went on. And okay, when I'm talking about a voter fraud, look, I'm just gonna put this out there. And if you guys have thoughts on this, you know, call in number 1-800-228-0550 or 855-200-1776 to leave a comment there. But
and please, if you agree with this and you think this is awesome. Love to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
Please call. Please call. Please.
I'm not talking about conspiracy theories. I'm not talking about, the voter machine.
Or
you
Dominion.
Know, the
yeah.
Dominion
yeah.
machine. I'm not talking about any of that, even though I think that there are very valid cases for that.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put that to the side.
Okay.
just what they did in PA, GA, Arizona, and I think
Michigan.
Nevada.
Yep, Nevada, Michigan.
Michigan,
yep.
Too. How they used COVID to legally, illegally, circumvent the state legislators to get these
yep.
protection, voter protections, roll back in some cases, and just basically nullified in other cases. That's what they're doing here.
Now, here's what's going on. If you could write it, and I could, and I can, and I would if I was. But here's what's going on. The reason that they are rushing this, and tell me I'm wrong here. The reason that they're pushing this through so fast, as Christian said, they're rushing us to the goal line because they won't have COVID to blame in 2 years.
Right.
They won't have the ability to blame COVID to circumvent those state legislatures.
Right.
And they know right now that all eyes are on them in 2022, especially on Dominion, especially after Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and
yep.
all of that that came out. That intel is real. And they're all eyes are on them now. I can't wait to see how many eyes are on Hennepin County in 2022. I mean, it's been Ramsey County, just in Minnesota.
You said a mouthful there.
You know what I'm saying? So they've got to rush this through now, or they will not
They'll be exposed.
This is like the finishing blow.
Right.
This is like the final shot. You got the opponent. You got him on the ropes. We're dominating the ring. We own it. Now I got to get that one final knockout
yep.
blow to make sure he doesn't get up again or ever get in the ring again. And to me, in my humble opinion, that's what HR1 is. It's got to be rushed through. And again, we're looking at making voter fraud harder to enforce. And so now you've got how many illegals coming across the border every day where they would be? They're going to
think about
they're
the,
talking about setting up representation for
well,
people that are
will.
In the country illegally.
They're going to do it.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, everything that you hear out of the Democrats, especially this administration, I mean, you hear whispers about it. Prior to this,
yep.
but everything that they are doing is setting this country up so there can never be another Donald Trump.
What Kevin McCarthy said right there, so future voters might be underage or dead or illegal
yep.
or registered two or three or four times, Democrats just don't care. And they clearly don't care because they're the ones that are pushing this through. So not only do they not care, they are motivated to cheat. They're motivated to compromise the system. They're motivated to lessen the restrictions, to lessen the process, so that. And my only thing is that does that automatically make it that every one of those people, illegal, underage, whatever, would vote with a D for the guy with a D or a gal with a D next to their
well,
name?
Well, they have you the know? Institutions of higher learning. Plus, they have social media.
So the answer is yes.
Have legacy
so the
media.
Answer is yes.
Absolutely, they yes. will. There are people showing up at our border with "We love President Biden" T-shirts on.
Yeah.
Think about that, and think about this too. North Dakota says the way we validate your ballot, or the way we make sure that you are who you say you are, is X, Y, and Z. That'll go away. What this law will do, it would allow anyone to vote without an ID. And you just kind of sign a statement. As a matter of fact, that's a bad example because we kind of do that now. But anyway, the fact of the matter is the federal government would then supersede the state's rights to set that law, to set, you know, what the requirements are to actually participate in voting in the state of North Dakota. And I think it's Christian was right. We could stay on this topic for days. I mean, there's so much in here. The felons voting, the fact that the state legislators are taken out of the process of redistricting, that just the voter registration, the voter rolls, all of that. I mean, it is egregious. And if you haven't looked into it, maybe you should. And I wasn't kidding. It escapes me. The bill number escapes me. But there was a similar bill in the North Dakota House, like the guy was talking about in South Dakota, that said that we would basically annul any edict, any EO, any federal edict at all that North Dakota deemed unconstitutional. We'd go, nope, states' rights, we're not going to abide by that. And it was defeated. And I'm going to do my due diligence tonight, probably, and then I'll probably call in tomorrow and rant on Scott's show. But it's one of the reasons why folks like my friends over at North Dakota Conservative Advocates and Amber Vabito, it's why folks like that are needed. Because, you know, the regular Jane or Joe that are working their jobs, sending their kids to school, they don't know any of this stuff. They don't know that that the folks that they voted for to represent them here in North Dakota voted down a bill that would protect us from federal overreach. How would they know that without folks like her following, like Amber and her organization, following those bills and making sure, you know, that and think about this. Her organization would also hold RINO's feet to the fire because they are now on notice that there is an organization out there that is tracking them, and they have a monster of an email list. I think it's brilliant on all sides. One thing that I wanted to ask him about is that free speech case. I think it was on the 8th, and it's one of the reasons why I don't trust John Roberts farther than I can throw him. He wrote the dissent for that, and I'm going to butcher this name, but it is Bunham versus Przewski, and that's probably not the way you pronounce that. But anyway, you got like issues like this, where a guy he's from Africa, he loves his religion, he's a Christian, he's standing out there saving folks, you know, that's his thing, and I think it's great, and he was told, hey, you can't do that, and I think this was in Ohio. I'll look that up on the break, but no, it wasn't, it was in Georgia, as a matter of fact, because it was in a Bible belt, but his free speech was curtailed, not on just one occasion, but multiple occasions, and he took the school to court, and luckily he won. But one of the things that is just that blows my mind is, like, obviously Justice Clarence Thomas is, you know, hard conservative, reliably conservative. I think that Kavanaugh also filed a concurring opinion. Justice Roberts, though, filed in the dissent. What is going on with him? And I have, like, zero confidence that if something, like, if H.R. 1 passes and it had constitutional issues and we sent it to the Supreme Court, that the folks up there, outside of Clarence Thomas, that's the only person up there I think would stand firm. Maybe, well, no, just Clarence. It shocks me that Kavanaugh filed a concurring opinion, but man, we're in a fight. I'm just gonna say that, and I missed my opening monologue, but basically what I wanted to say to folks is this. I was thinking about this when this whole COVID relief package was being trotted out, and you know, the $2 trillion, and you're getting what, about 9 cents of every dollar.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
We're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. The fact that I think the template is busted.
And as far as HR 1 goes, I'll walk through you how represent.us frames this as a sweeping good government bill. It's a sweeping good government bill. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The ACLU hates it.
We'll tell you why. Represent.us thinks it's so good.
Represent.us.
Yeah, oh, right?
Be right back.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays, any size phone pop, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays at a PetroServe USA near you, plus three Red Bull 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. You didn't think we were done with the possibility of snow, did you?
Stop that now. You stop
I know,
that.
Right? I just, the thing is they've got 4x4s, all-wheel drive SUVs drastically reduced, and you know darn good well we're not done with the possibility of snow. I'm just saying. You got farmers and ranchers that need precipitation too, by the way, Leon, just so you know. So they can grow the stuff for your grits. 2017 Chevy Traverse LT, for example, $22,800 or $322 a month. Acadia's Enclave Terrain Yukon Sierra $1,500, and nobody pays more for clean local trades than your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Check it out online, shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
He had to go there, right? I mean,
I know, right?
April is coming up. We got rain, you know.
April's coming up. Anybody remember April 97? Nasty, nasty winter storm here. 17 inches of snow, 70 mile an hour winds.
But luckily, none of that's happening in this April, in the 2021. We've already, the crazy
you know that already. Okay.
Has already passed.
Didn't
Dino say we were in for good weather?
Meteorologist Leon Francis here.
I am. I'll wear that hat
today. With the grits forecast.
You can grow me some hominy. You are my friend.
If the cheese melts, then it'll be a warm spring. If the cheese doesn't melt on the grits, it'll be a cold spring. There you go.
Yes, 1-800-228-0550, or me and Todd, we're going to talk grits for this entire segment.
Oh, I doubt
that. So, you better call in. Anyway, before we went to break and before I got sidetracked with grits and snow and that sort of thing, I was on a scale back rant, I'll say that, about...
A rantlet? Like
a rantlet, yeah. There you go. It was like a chiclet. But small. what I want to leave the show with folks thinking about is this. It's the template that's broken. We are talking about the COVID bill. It's just might as well say $2 trillion. We get about 9 cents on the dollar from that, and the rest of it is pork. It's special spending. It goes overseas. It's studying gender, like how many genders are in Kuwaitian frogs or something like that. None of it makes any sense to me. None of it. But we are... What we're doing is we've been fooled to, like, target our ire at Democrats when it's the template that's broken. We're forgetting the fact that we had two prior bills that were this bill, but they were passed by Republicans with all the same pork. Just a cow pie by another name with a little extra, you know, we have to stop this. It's not just Democrats. If we don't get a handle on this, we are $30 trillion in debt. And we just added within the first 3 months of this guy's administration, we added $2 trillion more dollars to that $30 trillion debt. That's going to come a calling. What are we going to do? The template is broken. We need to scrap it. We need to make sure that the folks that are representing us don't continue to use this template. It's a busted template, man. There's nothing good can come of that. So anyway,
this is no longer a rant lit. It's now a full rant.
No, I'm pulling myself back. I had a page and a half written right here. I'll leave it right here so Scott can Scott can read it tomorrow. But I'm going to go out to Donita in Minot, reading bills before voting on them. What's on your mind, Donita?
Hello, Donita.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, we got you now. Yep, we got you now. What's on your mind?
Well, the reason I'm calling is because I don't understand why we have to find out exactly what's thrown into each and every one of these bills after the fact. I'm so tired of hearing we have to pick and choose our battles. When a bill comes forward, read it line by line. Stop on each item and have to vote and vote on record. That way there will be no more large bills with everything, including selling out our country. Every time we get together, or they get together, we, the American people, lose something. They give our taxpaying dollars to other countries. It's horrible.
It is. I totally agree. And, Donita, I want to encourage you to go to NDCA. Send an email to ndcadvocates@gmail.com, and I'm going to see if they can put that on the website. But you send them an email, they'll put you on the email list, and all of the bills that they are following, they'll send you an email with an update on it.
And there are 43 states, all except Indiana, Maryland, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Rhode Island, and Vermont, that give their governors some form of line item veto power, which is what you're talking about.
Yep.
The ability to veto per line, but there's seven states plus that don't have that.
Yep. Yep. What she's talking about is we get a 5,000 page
bill. I know. It's ridiculous.
Just dropped on us.
We have to pass it before we know what's in it.
Yeah. And we have no idea. Like, most of the folks that are representing us, they've never read this stuff.
No.
Anyway, thanks for calling in, Danita. We'll be right back right
now.
No, after.
We're done.
Oh, we're
we'll be right
done.
Back in 22 hours and do it all over again.
Gene and Nate, sorry, we have no after the show today. Please call back tomorrow. We'll get you in. For sure, Leon, always great to see you, bro.
Always great to be here.
All right.
God bless, man. Thanks.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at swansonequipment.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.